我们打开犹大书。
Today we will turn to Jude.
犹大书。
Jude, the epistle of Jude.
犹大书有几章
？How many chapters？
七章啊，只一章。
Only one.
啊，只一章对的哈。
Jude has only one chapter.
好，犹大书十七节开始。
Jude, starting from verse 17.
到二十一节。
To verse 21.
找到吗？三百五十四面，啊，三百五十四面，犹大书，来，我念给大家听啊，亲爱的弟兄啊，你要纪念我们主耶稣基督，之使徒从前所说的话，十八节，他们曾对你说过，末世必有好讥诮的人。随从自己不敬虔的私欲而行，这就是那些领人结党束缚血气没有圣灵的人，束缚血气没有圣灵的人。二十节我们一起读，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己藏在神的暗中，仰望我们耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生啊！这给我们排好了啊。
Jude would read from verse 17 to verse 21. 17. But you, beloved, ought to remember the words that were spoken beforehand by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, that they were saying to you, in the last time there shall be mockers following after their own ungodly lusts. These are the ones who cause divisions, worldly minded, devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life.
好，在这里我们知道犹大写这个书的时候，犹大是耶稣的兄弟啊。
Now, remember Jude, the author of this epistle, is a brother of Jesus.
当时的那种属灵的情况是非常叫人感觉担心的。
And you imagine that the situation at that time had a very precarious spiritual environment.
有假弟兄。
There were false brothers.
有假先知。
False prophets.
而且最近我看到 Facebook 里面呢。
And even today, if you look at Facebook,
以后人家说我想说到你的 Facebook， 你看清楚对方是谁。
We have to be very careful when you look at Facebook about those people you're looking at.
因为你对方你不了解他，你放下去，他就搅乱你的思想了。
Because if you put something there, and people might distort what you put in your Facebook.
你听过东方闪电吗？
Have you heard of the Eastern lightning?
它就是一个异端，对不对？
This is a cult.
他装着个敬虔的人，
pretend to be very sincere.
说我加你的 Facebook，
and they said, "Let me join you
on Facebook."
And you join and be friends.
就写一些东西搅扰你的信仰。
And they will infiltrate your faith.
所以他也想加我的 Facebook.
So they wanted to come to my Facebook.
我当然不会加他了。
And I didn't want to be friends.
但是我发现我一个朋友加他。
But I have a friend who joined this group.
我要告诉他，这是很非常危险的。
And I warned that this is very dangerous.
这东方闪电是非常极端、异端的一个宗教。
Because this cult called Eastern Lightning is an extreme cult.
所以不要上他的当。
So be very careful.
所以当时的信仰是非常败坏的。
At that time in the book of Jude, the situation was very bad.
所以犹大写信怎么勉励弟兄姐妹？
So Jude was writing to exhort brothers and sisters.
可以防备这末世这些危机。
And he was warning them to stand firm against all those troubles in the end times.
要有一天我们见主面的时候，完完全全。毫无损伤，对不对？
So that we may be ready and prepared when we meet our Lord.
所以这里犹大说，你看二十节，第一，在至圣的真道上造就自己。
Verse 20, Jude said, "You have to build yourselves up in your most holy faith."
看到吗？在至高的这个信心上建立自己，至圣的真道上。造就自己非常重要的。
And it is on our most holy faith that we build ourselves up.
你对上帝的话了解越多。
And if we
对上帝的话了解越多
，If we understand God's word even deeper，
就可以越可以防备这是外面的异端邪说。
Then we will be able to resist all the false teachings。
只要你的基督徒生活是成功的生活。
Because a life in Jesus is a life of victory. So it says here, in your most holy faith, you have to build yourselves up.
你想约书亚为什么成功呢？
Now Joshua, why was he successful?
告诉他说，
Because God told him,
如果你要做个成功的人，
if you want to be a successful person,
有几方面你要注意的，
few things you have to do.
神的律法书，神的话不可以离开你的口。
And says,Let not this book of the law depart from your mouth.
你可以想象怎么样应用上帝的话不可以离开你的口。
And imagine how to apply not having the God's law depart from
your mouth. 第二，总要思想。
And second, to always meditate.
第三，要遵循上帝，遵循里面所讲的一切话。
And thirdly, is to obey and follow God's word.
你就没有一个人可以在你面前可以站立。
Then, if you do so, nobody can stand against you.
你就可以得胜。
You will be victorious.
所以你想想，约书亚进了这个，进了又过了，又当他第一炮就打那个耶利哥，打到他们倒下去了。
So, when Joshua crossed over the Jordan River, he battled against Jericho and struck down Jericho, the walls of Jericho.
人在得胜的时候啊，
Now, when a man is victorious,
也会放松自己了，对不对？
He may put his guards down.
结果他们就打那个埃城很小的城啊。
And then he was about to attack a smaller city.
他们失败了。
Yet they failed.
所以你看见这些事情教导我们说，上帝的话不可离开你的口。
So it is teaching us that we should never let the word of the Lord depart.
要思想。
We have to constantly meditate.
要遵循上面所吩咐的。
And to constantly obey God's word.
用上帝的话造就你自己。
Because we need to build ourselves up in God's word.
巩固你属灵的生活。
And be on guard of our spiritual lives.
那是非常重要的。
And this is the essence of the.
我很喜欢诗篇第一篇啊。
I very much like Psalm 1.
唯喜爱耶和华律法的人啊。
Because he who meditates on God's word.
喜爱上帝的话语。
He who loves the word.
昼夜思想。
And meditate on it day and night.
像一棵树栽在溪水边。
It's like a tree planted by streams of water.
按时候结果子。
And it will bear its fruit in time.
一直也不枯干。
And it shall never wither away.
他所做的一切尽都顺利。
And in whatever he does, he prospers.
哇，这是太美好了。
That's a beautiful psalm.
你计划好了。
If you make your plans,
按部就班去逐步去做的时候啊，
and you execute according to your plans,
但是不一定凡事都顺利的，对不对？
But it's not guaranteed you will be successful.
一定会遇到挫折，对不对？
There could be errors along the way.
但是神的话在你，上帝的话在你手中、口中啊、心中。
If God's word is in your heart and in your mouth,
昼夜思想，
and you meditate on it day and night,
他应许我们，
and he will allow us,
可以胜过这些的软弱。
To overcome all our weaknesses.
我想，我们如何建造上帝的话语在我们的生命当中？太多东西，对不对？
Now, how do we build ourselves up in God's word?
我们要殷勤读上帝的话语。
So first is to be diligent in reading God's word.
虽然是老生常谈啊，弟兄姐妹。
And it is to constantly study.
但是我们从来都不读上帝的话，对不对？
Now, what if someone does not read God's word?
有一天你去找你圣经的时候，你要拍拍上面的灰尘啊，你很久没有读了。
You may be dusting off the dust on your Bible if you haven't opened it a while.
有天你找你老花眼睛，你找不到。
And you cannot find what you're looking for.
原来你找了很久，哦，原来是在圣经里面，你很久没看圣经了。
And you might find it that it is clipped somewhere in your Bible.
真的求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
研读神的话是老生常谈，但是有帮助的，对不对？
So reading God's word is an exercise over life.
你不能够放松。
And we should never give up.
你一放松，撒旦就来了，对不对啊？
Because once we let go, Satan will be there.
你知道在雅歌 Song of Solomon 啊？这一句话里面，第二章告诉我们。
There is a saying in the Song of Solomon.
他说啊，他说我们要捉拿那个小狐狸。
It says we have to catch the small fox.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为我们的葡萄树啊正在开花。
Because our vineyard is about to bear fruit.
为什么要捉拿小狐狸呢
？And so why do we need to catch this？
因为葡萄正在开花，要结果子。
because the it's about to bear fruit.
你不捉拿它,
and if you don't catch this,
and
if the flowers get eaten by the fox, and then there will be no more fruit to come.
这个小狐狸, 象征撒旦魔鬼,
so this is a analogy of Satan.
当你的葡萄正在开花的时候,
now when your grapevines are blooming,
当你的事业正有成就的时候,
and when your career is in success,
当你家庭非常美满的时候,
and where your family is in happiness,
当你教堂非常复兴的时候,
and it seems everything is going well,
小狐狸就来了,
you know, the small fox will be coming,
破坏你的工作,
and it will ruin your family and your work,
破坏所有的成功,
and may ruin your success.
你相信吗?
Do you believe in this?
初期教会啊,
in the early church,
彼得讲到3000-5000人信主,
now Peter talked about converting thousands of believers.
看起来一帆风顺, 看到吗?
It is as if he was always successful.
你现在想象, 初期教会就坐满了25000人,
and there was 25,000 people.
那第五章, 使徒行传第五章的时候,
now when you get to Acts chapter 5,
问题来了, 问题来了,
the troubles come.
欺骗的事情在教会里面发生,
and there were deceit in the church.
结果发现神的刑罚就临到这对的夫妇身上了,
and they realized that God's punishment fell on this couple that was deceitful.
最兴旺的时候,
that was in the midst of such revival. Now the little fox came in
什么时候就来呢?
And infiltrated.
葡萄正在开花的时候,
and the fox would infiltrate just in time when the flowers are blooming and you are most successful.
危机就来了,
that's when danger comes.
所以你就要建造自己,
so all the more we have to build ourselves up.
大卫一的危机是什么时候呢?
Now David, his crisis came,
不是在打仗的时候,
not during battle,
在他平安稳妥, 事业国家安定的时候,
it was during a time of prosperity and peace in his nation,
他放松自己了,
because he is let down his guard.
以前无论怎么繁忙,
now while he was too busy,
他都是半夜起来, 思考神的话语,
he would get up in the middle of the night and meditate on God's word.
所以大卫成功了,
now when he was successful,
国泰民安,
when there was peace in his nation, and the people were all comfortable,
大卫放松了,
so David became lazy.
试探就来了,
and temptations came.
那小狐狸就来了,
and the little fox came.
这个导致大卫真是很凄凉,
so David fell into temptation.
要很小心,
so we have to be careful.
真的在自身的正道上造就自己,
and this is why Jude said, build yourselves up in the most holy faith.
认真地对待读圣经的生活,
and we have to be very diligent in reading the Bible.
千万不要不当一回事, 弟兄姐妹,
and do not merely consider this as a chore.
太多的危机在包围我们,
because there are many dangers around us.
若你没有上帝的话在你心中,
now, if we do not have God's word in our
heart,
we have to be careful, for the little fox will come infiltrate and ruin everything.
所以记得我们要渴慕神的话语,
so this is why we thirst for God's word.
爱慕神的话语,
and we love God's word.
把神的话语放在你心中,
and we hide God's word in our hearts.
第二点,
second point,
这里告诉我们什么呢? 在灵里祷告,
it says in Jude 20, praying in the Holy Spirit.
第一点是在自身的道上, 神的话语上, 造就自己扎根,
so remember, building yourselves up in the most holy faith is to be rooted.
第二, 在灵里, 在属灵里面祷告, 更深的祷告, 更深一层的祷告, 很有深度的祷告,
and second point is to pray, pray deeply and pray sincerely in the Holy Spirit.
所以我讲到圣经里面一些非常出名的人祷告,
now there are many famous people in the Bible and they prayed.
很多时候说他祷告这么厉害跟我什么事?
And maybe you would say that, what is that? How is it related to me?
但是那是榜样啊, 弟兄姊妹, 那是榜样让我们学习啊,
for those are examples for us to follow.
我们讲讲来, 第一,
first,
摩西在山上祷告40昼夜,
so Moses prayed for 40 days and nights.
不容易啊, 40昼夜啊,
that's not easy.
40天都很难, 很难的,
40 days is not easy.
不要说40天四天都很难。
4 days is not even easy.
四个小时很难。
4 hours is not easy.
很不容易，对不对？坚持进行的祷告。
Moses was persistent in his prayers.
这是名人的祷告。
And that is a prayer of a famous
person. 给我们学习他的恒心，不要说跟我什么事，给我们学习他的恒心，对不对？
So we should follow Moses's perseverance.
还有约书亚的祷告也是很厉害的。
Joshua is the second one.
很厉害的啊！他祷告什么叫日夜停止啊？厉害吗
？And when Joshua prayed, the sun and the moon stood still.
或者你会说，哎，谁能够祷告叫日夜停止
？You would wonder who could ever pray to stop the sun and the moon.
这提醒我们说，人的祷告可以超越想不到的事情，对不对
？This goes to show that a prayer.Can go beyond what we think.
你想想看，约书亚跟敌人打仗的时候啊。
Now when Joshua was fighting the enemy.
希望没有这么快天黑，他就祷告说：“神啊，请你吩咐日夜停止，看到吗
？”And he wanted to have more of the daylight to continue, so he prayed that God please suspend the sun and the moon.
就把敌人完全消灭为止。
So that he had enough time to.Fight the enemy. Samuel is another one.
雷声响起，对不对？
The thunders came.
也是很厉害的祷告。
And that was a great prayer.
大以理的祷告。
The prayer of Daniel.
也是很好的祷告。
Another example.
他每一天三次祷告。
Daniel prayed 3 times a day.
也许说我每一天是三次祷告。
Maybe you say I pray 3 times a day too.
早餐、午餐、晚餐。
Because I pray breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
是不是我们三次祷告都没有
？Maybe some of us don't even pray 3 times.
但是大以理的祷告是灵里祷告，是今生的祷告，付生命代价的祷告，真的。
But Daniel's prayer is really filled with the Holy Spirit.
他不是例行公事啊。
He was not just doing what was expected.
有一天他面对生命挑战的时候，大以理怎么样？
Now, when Daniel encountered a life-threatening situation, he continued to pray.
坚持到底。
And he persisted until the
end. 不怕生命受到极大的威胁。
And he did not care if his life was in danger.
虽然被钉在狮子坑里面。
And he was then thrown to the den.
但是神封住狮子的口。
But God shut the mouth of the lion，
叫狮子不能伤害他。
So that he was not harmed。
你想说，哇，这些名人祷告跟我什么事情呢
？So you might say all these famous Bible characters。
我们怎么样应用到我们个人生活当中呢
？How does that apply to me？
我反省一下我们自己祷告的生活怎么样，对不对
？How does that affect my own prayer？
或者我们会这样想
，We might think this way。
我都不缺饮食。
I'm not in any need of food。
我也不缺我的工作。
I'm not in need of work。
我家庭一帆顺利。
Things are going just well with my life.
为什么要祷告呢
？Why do I need to pray?
为什么亲近神呢
？Why do I need to draw near to God?
我们如果这样的态度太危险了。
If this is our attitude, that's dangerous.
你知道我们在生活当中很多很多的漏洞，你知道吗？
We know there are many holes.
真的，把神的恩典都漏出去了。
Because it those pores let go of God's blessings.
就是我们不看重属灵的事情。
It is because we do not pay attention to spiritual matters.
不要靠近了。耶稣基督给我们很多的榜样，对不对
？Now Jesus himself is a good example.
他可以没有时间吃饭。
He could skip his meals.
但是他有时间祷告。
But he never skipped time to pray.
非常好的榜样啊。
That's a good example.
我们忙到还有时间吃饭，对不对
？Now even we are busy, we always pause to eat.
但是我们应该还是有时间可以祷告，对不对
？But we should also pause to pray.
耶稣告诉我们说，常常祷告。耶稣讲的话不可灰心。
And Jesus says, do not give up in praying.
那给我们一个很大的鼓励，对不对
？And that's a great encouragement.
常常祷告。
Always pray.
不可灰心。
Do not lose heart.
神乐意我们亲近他。
For God will draw near to you.
求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
不要把祷告当作不是一回事情啊
！So do not consider prayer as nothing important.
有一天你真正要祷告的时候
，because if you truly sincerely pray，
你平时不开口祷告
，even if you don't pray normally，
平时不求告神
，and you normally don't，
到时你真的不知道怎么祷告，真的不知道怎么祷告
，and you may not even know how to pray，
我们就很慌乱的啊
，and you are so frazzled。
所以求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
建立在神面前属灵上的基础，在真道上造就自己。
And so may we be able to build ourselves up in the most holy faith.
在属灵上常常祷告。
And to pray always in the Holy Spirit.
亲近神。
And to draw near to God.
好，再来第三点。
The third point.
保守自己在神的爱中。
And it says to keep yourselves in the love of God.
过圣洁的生活，对不对？
To live a life of holiness.
保罗提醒提摩太说，你要在弟兄姊妹的面前，无论在言语、行为、爱情、信心、清洁上，都要做弟兄姊妹榜样。
Paul once exhorted Timothy to say that you should live a life that is holy, and sanctified, among your brethren.
圣经说，如果我们心中注重罪孽的话，神就不垂听了，对不对？
Because if we harbor sin in our hearts, God will not listen.
你说祷告不听啊，神不听啊，可能里面出了问题，你知道吗？
No, you might suspect why your prayers are not being answered.
可能我们祷告神不喜悦，对不对？
Maybe our prayers are not pleasing to God.
我们要常常在神的爱中啊。
We have to keep ourselves in the love of God.
我们可以回想到在伊甸园的时候啊。
In the Garden of Eden,
亚娃这个夏当跟亚当是跟神关系很密切的，对不对？
Now remember, Adam and Eve had an intimate relationship with God.
有一天，这个关系马上就断了。
Now one day, that relationship was cut apart.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们做了神吩咐他们不应该做的事情。
Why? Because they did something God forbidden them to do.
就是罪孽拦住他。跟神的关系。
And because of sin, it obstructed their relationship with God.
我们一定要求神先赦免解决了这个问题，我们可以跟神建立好的关系，我们就可以跟神祷告，在神的爱中。
So we need to ask for forgiveness, and by forgiveness, we are restored in our relationship with God.
那有句话很宝贵的。
It's a very precious.
诗篇十九篇十四节。
In Psalm 19:14.
盼望你能放在脑海中。
You have to keep this in your hearts and minds.
这个诗人说，愿我的口言语所讲的话。
And the psalmist says, let the words of my mouth.
还有心中的意念。
And the meditations of my
heart. 口中的言语讲的话啊。
Words of my mouth.
心中的意念。
And the meditations
在你面前，在神面前。
In your sight.
都蒙你悦纳，都蒙你喜悦。
To be acceptable in your sight.
太宝贵了。
So this is a precious verse.
什么叫讨神的喜悦啊？
So what is it to be pleasing to God?
要追求的，对不对？
It is to pursue.
你要讨父母的喜悦。
Now if you want your favors from your parents,
你有点很努力，对不对？
You have to work at it.
讨他的喜悦。
You have to work hard.
不叫他伤心。
Not to upset your parents.
不叫他难过。
So that they will not be worried.
你要付代价的。
There is a cost to it.
你要追求的，
because you have to do something,
才能够讨神的喜悦。
To be pleasing to God.
当耶稣从水里一上来的时候，天上有个声音这样说。
When Jesus rise from the water, the heavens
说，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的，看见吗？
There was a voice from the heaven and say, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased."
保守自己藏在神的爱中。
This is how we should keep ourselves in the love of God.
我们知道我们真的很多的意念，对不对？
You know there are many thoughts.
很多意念，对不对？我们有贪念，对不对？
We have greed.
我们贪心，因贪而是大，因贪小而是大，听过了，对不对？金光党哦，你这怎么样啊？你就发钱了，结果，真的是空空如也，被他骗掉。因为贪心，结果你损失更大啊。
Now, sometimes because of greed, we end up losing more.
贪念啊。
We have this lust.
说不要贪小便宜啊，来。
And or we are fallen into certain temptations.
还有恶念。
And there are some.
哎呀，你看到什么事情呢？心中咒诅人家。哎呀，怎么？
And there are some bitterness.
恶念。
When we curse other people.
第三种呢？
And the third kind.
淫念啊。
Is a spiritual.
不好的思想啊。
Bad thoughts.
这些都是要注意的，对不对？好。所以保守我们藏在神的爱中，过圣洁的生活。
So here we should keep ourselves in God's love.
我们每一次领受圣餐的时候，
so、when,
我们在神面前就要审查自己。
So especially when we come to the Holy Communion, we have to examine ourselves.
求神真的鉴察我们，
May,
在我们生活当中有什么不好的意念。
That God Himself will examine us to see what is not desirable in our lives.
是非常重要的。
And this is important.
最后了，
finally,
仰望我们的耶稣基督的怜悯。
And finally, it is to wait anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是信心交托的生活。
This is a life in faith.
过得胜的生活。
A life of victory.
仰望他。
To wait.
每一天都是信心的生活。
Because every day is a day lived in faith.
如果我们缺少信心，我们就太多的挂虑了。
Because if we are short of faith, we will be beset with anxiety.
每天仰望他。
So we need every day to depend.
最近很多人在研究啊。
There are many research today.
研究什么呢？
What are they researching?
什么时候最恰当拿养老金？拿社会安全金？说是这个意思。什么时候最好的？
When is the right time to claim your social security?
62岁?
Is it age 62?
66岁?
66?
70岁?
Or 70?
有些人怕活，怕自己这样想，怕活分太长命，62岁就拿，对不对？
So some people are afraid they may not live that long, so they'll claim at 62.
你66岁就拿足了180,000。
If you take, you'll take 100% if you wait till
66, full retirement. 如果你拿70岁，你可以再加32%。
Now, if you wait till 72, you'll get 130%.
你拿1,000块，你可以拿1,320。
So instead of 1,000, you'll get 1,300.
所以有人在算了。
So people do these calculations.
那些专家怎么算的，是吗？
The experts.
他说，如果你今年65岁。
Now, if today you're 65.
在我们当中有大概今年六十岁，他这样的人呐、
For those that are age 65,
他可以活多久呢？
What is the lifespan?
想不想听？他可以活到男士们可以活到83岁。
Men have an expectancy till 83.
女士们
women
可以活到85岁。
Till 85.
如果你现在65岁啊。
That's to start today at 65.
但是注意啊。
However.
是十分之一，十个人当中只有一个人这样的机会。
But there is only 10% chance that you will live this expected life expectancy.
你是决定要到什么时候拿养老金是你的事情。
So you can do your own math to see when is the best time to claim.
8.3, 8.5，我是十个人当中只有一个人的机会。
So it's
十个人当中十分之一，十分之一，明白吗？
So they said there is a 10% chance.
但是圣经怎么讲？
But what does the Bible say?
明天如何？
Whatever happens tomorrow,
你不知道。
We do not know.
Who knows tomorrow? 对不对？谁知道？
Nobody knows about tomorrow.
对不对？所以你要怎么？仰望耶稣基督的怜悯。
That is why we have to wait anxiously.
上次我告诉你了，告诉你们说，菲律宾一个童军的教授啊，他根基打得很好，他几岁离开世界？103岁。
There is a story about someone in the Philippines who lived till 110.
哇，如果他在美国就好了。
If he were here in the United States,
这什么本都拿回来了。
It would have.Been a big benefit for him.
最近我昨天跟神宣先老师见面了，他是一个叫闽南话 MOA 叫闽南话的一个老师啊。
In the seminary, there is a teacher who speaks Minnan.
他用好几年时间从创世纪用闽南话录到启示录。
And he used the Minnan language to read from Genesis to Revelation.
我说这个人应该很老了哦。
So I imagine he must be very old.
他说靠近100岁了，这样。
Must be 100 years old.
我心里面又想说，这个人如果在美国就好了，对不对
？So I thought it would be also a great thing if he lived here in the United States.
但是无论如何，生命在神的手中，对不对哈？
No matter what, we know our lives are in God's
hands. 仰望我们的耶稣基督。
And it says, wait anxiously for the Lord Jesus Christ.
的怜悯很重要啊。
For His mercy.
非常重要啊。
And it is His mercy.
求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
无论如何
，No matter what,
我们在神的面前活着
，We live before our Lord.
都是神的恩典，对不对
？It is all because of His grace.
因此，我们在属灵方面，我们要 建造自己、啊、
And we have to build ourselves up spiritually.
在灵性上造就自己、啊、
And to be built up in his most holy faith.
祷告的生活、啊、
Live a life of
跟神的关系当中
To build a relationship with God.
在每天生活当中都仰望神
And to wait anxiously every day.
这样你可以避免很多不必要的、啊、危机
And this will help us defend ourselves against many crises.
求主帮助
So may God help us.
我们去祷告
Let's bow in prayer.
我们去奉你祷告
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, truly in need of your assurances in these troublesome times and where truth and our faith is oftentimes being attacked. And we know, Lord, that it is only in you and in you alone that there is no changing or shifting of truth. We pray, Lord, that you will strengthen us so that we will be even more rooted and built up in you. And by clinging on, Lord, to your word, and clinging on, Lord, to your cross, that you are the rock that does not shake. You are the rock of our salvation and the rock of our faith. We pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will always be there to strengthen us, and to add to our faith when our faith is weak, to give us hope, Lord, when we are challenged, and to give us assurance, Lord, when we are in doubt. We pray, Lord, that your salvation and the life that you have given us will be truly treasured in our hearts today and every day, that we may live victorious lives for your glory. This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.